The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. It's the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary today. And, you know, rank and file, people think it's just a nice little feast day. If you've grown up Catholic, you've learned to think of Mary as your queen, and you don't think twice about it. But today, let's think twice about it, because it's actually a lot to think about. When you go back to the Old Testament, you find that God established a kingdom on David. And of that kingdom, there were four components. First of all, there's the king himself, right? The king who is in charge. But that wasn't all. Secondly, next in line and second in charge was a royal steward. His job was to rule the kingdom whenever the king was away until the king came again. And assisting the king were no less than 12 officers. And lastly, Israel had a queen. The queen stood at the king's side and asked the king's help for anyone who suffered injustice and anyone who was in need. You'd go to the queen and you'd ask her to intercede before the throne of the king on your behalf. And the trick here on this feast day is to understand the queen of Israel was not the wife of the king. The queen of Israel was the mother of the king. And now you look and see what Jesus did. He establishes a kingdom. The real king, the king of kings, the one whose kingdom shall not pass away. This is Christ our Lord. But notice also a second in command, just like in the Old Testament, a royal steward, one whose job is to rule the kingdom until the king returns again. And who is that but St. Peter? What does that describe but the role of the Pope, the one who stands in Christ's place? St. Catherine of Siena called him sweet Christ on earth, even though she didn't particularly like the guy, right? And assisting 12 officers, otherwise known as the 12 apostles, but notice this, at the king's side, interceding for the downtrodden, interceding for those who suffered injustice, is the queen, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Last week, we celebrate the Blessed Virgin Mary assumed into heaven. This week, remember what it is that she's doing there. I remember when I was maybe 29 or 30, right? All grown up. I went to a football game with my big brother, some cold January, whatever it was, one of those evening games. And as we're driving away from the house, what happens but my mother comes running out the door waving hats and gloves in her hands. "Don't forget to take your hat. Don't forget to take your gloves. Don't get cold." And we dutifully take the hats and the gloves and drive away. And my brother turns to me, and I remember he said, "She'll never stop being Mom." And that's what we need to remember on this feast day. You're tempted to think this is just a nice little feast day. Well, remember this. The bonds that we forge here on earth don't unravel with death. She's still your mom. And we think that, you know, people think they place too much importance on the Blessed Mother. The fact of the matter is, we're tempted to place too little importance on the Blessed Mother. We're tempted to think she's just another saint. Do you realize that the angels and the saints can do as much for you as you will let them do? At your side right now, for example, is a guardian angel. And most people forget about them entirely. But do you realize the more you ask for the help of that angel guardian, the more the angel can do? Intercede for me at this hour. Intercede for me, you know, when this or that temptation arises. This is true for all the angels, it's true for all the saints, and it's true for the Blessed Mother. We don't call on her anywhere like nearly enough. The more you call on her, the more she can do for you. She is the queen, after all. It's in her job description. I'm going to tell you one thing that's really amazing. I don't know whether this is true for everybody, but it sure is true for the priest. People are always asking for the priest's prayers. I mean, all the time, every single day. I even walk into the little room here at the retreat center, and what do I have sitting on my desk but an envelope filled with prayer requests that people have called in. If people ask the priest for his prayers, how much more should be asking the saints for their prayers? And if people are asking the saints for their prayers, how much more should we be asking the Blessed Mother for her prayers? Let's do that now. In all of our needs, Queen of Heaven and Earth, pray for us.